Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We will be joined in about an hour by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He's one of the co-hosts of the Take Command podcast. We'll talk about the Commanders draft class and more with him coming up in just about an hour. So I know that J.P. Finley broke out some of these numbers for Jaden Daniels yesterday with B. Mitch. And it's time to put your gambling pants on, boys, because I have Jaden Daniels over-under numbers for his rookie season right in front of me. And we're going to gamble over or under on every single one of these numbers.
I wish I remember what I predicted a week ago. I feel like we made predictions on Jaden Daniels a week ago.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close.
I just love over.
I know my instincts on these are, I don't want to go through them yet, but they're just easy. I feel like these are easy bets.
The numbers look low, but you got to remember
health.
The numbers, they look low.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I can only assume.
But the average stat for quarterbacks last year went under.
And Valdez,
Valdez is a big proponent of unders on all totals.
Unders is always, the easier path is always to the under.
It's blind. It's not just injury, but in a vacuum, everything needs to go right in order to hit an over.
Right.
You know, complementary players need to stay healthy. Scheme, play calling.
These numbers are set low because of that.
Maybe.
They do look kind of low. But
I think they're
low.
And look, there's unknowns, too. What if?
I believe last year, every quarter, I think I did the math. I think it was like if you bet $100 on every total for the quarterbacks, you ended up being plus 1,900.
I mean, I find it unlikely,
I'm happy to do that.
What if Dan Quinn and the coaching staff just determine that Jaden's not ready to start week one and he starts week five or week six? Then all of your overs, if you pick them, are blown out of the water.
Sure.
They're just dead on arrival.
And there were almost 80 quarterbacks that played last year, so a ton of injuries.
Now, I think Jaden Daniels is going to start week one.
Now, if you took Jordan Love over all those numbers last year, well, you killed it.
Yeah, you crushed.
But if you're going to bet all of them, then the under is probably the best play.
Right.
But go ahead.
All right, let's lead off with touchdowns. These are passing touchdowns, not rushing touchdowns. The number, 18.5.
Seems low
over.
Because
I don't care. I'm over that. If he gets hurt, he ain't gonna hit it. But over.
If he plays every game,
he's over.
That's
probably plays 17 games.
Yeah, over.
That's just one. That's point,
a big
whatever.
If.
One
that's
per
a,
game.
That's
such a
big
low
if.
Number. I mean, if he throws 19 touchdowns, it's nothing to write home about.
I know. I mean, Howell have the season?
20. He was 20-20. I think.
He barely went over.
Mm-hmm. Right, but Howell's
21.
Howell did nothing the last six games.
Howell had 21.
I know.
He did nothing the last six games.
Yeah, I mean,
he played all 17. That's what helped. Him.
That's the hard part is the health factor.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Richardson is a huge guy. Now they ran him differently than you would think that Jaden Daniels run, but. What did he last? Four games?
His shoulder got pwned.
Yeah.
Like, nice and early in the season.
But if you put Anthony Richardson standing shirtless next to Jaden Daniels,
they look like two different species of human beings.
Right.
Anthony Richardson looks like he was created in a lab, and Jaden Daniels looks like he needs to eat eight meals a day. Like they don't look anything alike. They're
and
frames.
If you could guarantee me that he was going to play the full season, 18 and a half, I would go over.
Of course.
Because if he didn't go over, that he probably has a bad year.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, if he has 15 passing touchdowns and plays a full season, that's a bad year.
How many touchdowns did Bryce Young have last season? Was 11. It like 11 or 12?
He had 11.
Future number.
I mean, he had an awful year. Now, he didn't have any weapons.
There's a reason that they drafted Xavier Leggett, and they drafted a running back, and they traded for Deontay Johnson.
Like, yeah, they need help.
They need a better, you know, surrounding cast.
Stroud had 23 last year. Now, he missed a couple of games, right?
He missed two games. Now, maybe, I don't know if those were... Two. He missed two? Okay.
I don't think quarterback touchdown passes is necessarily an indicator of how well the quarterback does.
But this is a passing bet, correct? The 18 and a half, it's not a combined touchdown.
Passing tutties only.
I would lean towards the over, but I would be very nervous. Well, it's not a lock 'em up.
I think it's a pretty, if he stays healthy, you can breathe easy.
I think there's only one number here that I'm leaning towards the under out of five numbers so far.
I agree with you, but I think that one's close.
All right, so I think all of us are unanimous on over the 18 and a half touchdowns, passing touchdowns.
I kind of like under.
You like the under?
Kind of like the under.
You're going to zig while
we're
zagging?
Well, you're going to take unders on all
these. No, I know, but I'm just saying if he played in all of these games and there was no injury, I kind of like the under because I think the trend now is to kind of run it when you're in that red zone and in the 10-yard, within 10 yards.
Right.
I think that's kind of what the NFL is trending towards, is punching it in that
way. What about his deep ball prowess? You don't think he'll hit on a few of those?
Yeah, a few of those, but not to have more than 19 total touchdowns. Look, I'm not saying if he has 18 touchdowns, it's a bad year for him. Mm-hmm. But I'm just... they don't have the horses to be that explosive yet, so maybe they try to punch it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of what I'm envisioning. Maybe a lot of quarterback draws and design runs around the 20.
Well, let's go through.
Or there could be dump offs to Austin Eckler, and then he does all the work and brings it in.
Hmm. Yeah,
still counts.
Again, it depends on how many games he plays, which you obviously don't know.
Counting this correctly, 18 quarterbacks had more than 18 and a half last season.
Yeah.
So on the low side. Justin Herbert in 13 games had 20. Geno Smith in 15 games had 20. Sam Howell had 21, played all the games. Trevor Lawrence, 21. C.J. Stroud with the 23, mentioned that. So I'd be nervous. I think Valdez could end up being right, but I would lean towards over.
All right, let's go to yards now. The over-under number is 3,250.
I'm soaring over it.
It's less than 200 passing yards per game.
Such a pedestrian
number. If
he plays
17 games.
Yeah.
That's like 180 passing yards per game.
I mean, I think he's going to be...
the majority of the league, the majority of starters probably went over that number.
Right.
Only 17.
That's the majority.
It's still the majority. Right, barely, but it is.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to the games. If he plays 14 games, he's probably not getting over that.
Yeah, I need him. I need him in 15 plus games to hit these overs.
I'm going over.
If he's in 12 or 13 games, I don't like it. I don't like the bets.
You definitely need 14 games. Because I'm looking. Justin Herbert, who we think is a pretty good quarterback, played in 13 games, 31-34.
Yeah,
you need 14 games.
By the way, on a side note, I would take all the Justin Herbert passing unders in 2024. Just look at what they're doing with that offense.
I would probably too, but let's see where they
set it at. Just take every single one. I'm going to go over, but not by a lot. Like, if he has 3,500 passing yards,
that's way over.
Sprinkles in some rushing yards, like, I think that's about where he'll come in. Maybe he surprises and goes for 4,000 as a rookie. I don't know. Maybe.
I just think at 3,000 is just such a pedestrian number these days. I mean,
Justin Fields last season in 13 games, 2,500 yards.
13 games. And he sucks.
He's just not an accomplished passer.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was year four, right? Year four of Justin Fields?
I believe so, yeah. Right.
That's why they
played in 13 games, and some people were on the fence with whether they should keep going with Justin Fields.
They got off the fence.
Because he runs for so much, right?
Looked like a Hall of Famer when he played Washington.
If Jaden runs for 800 yards, which might be a low ball number for Jaden Daniels, then maybe he's going to be below these numbers.
All right, let's move on to interceptions. 13.5.
I mean, look, let me just mention this. Yeah. I'm going to take the under on yards.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, who won the MVP,
mm-hmm.
threw for 36.78.
That's 400 over.
Yeah, just way over this number.
Okay, but do you think he's going to be close to Lamar Jackson as a rookie?
I don't know.
He might ultimately become a Lamar Jackson-like player. That's the person he's been most comp to, right? Jaden Daniels has been most comped to Lamar Jackson. Is he going to give you Lamar Jackson numbers in year one? I doubt it.
I don't need 36.78. I need 32.51. And by my math, that's less than 200 passing yards per game.
Yeah, I would probably go under it.
You think Cliff Kingsbury is going to scheme up an offense that passes for less than 200 yards per game? I don't think that's the case.
Well, yeah. If his quarterback is running for 80 a game.
I think 80 a game.
We also have to see how he's used.
I don't think he's going to be running for 80 a game.
Let's see what kind of system they run.
I think that's an outrageous ask.
JP, you can't look at those stats because you got to think about the number of attempts that were thrown. The Ravens have one of the best rushing offenses in the league. So why would you throw the ball nonstop? In comparison,
well, I understand that, but part of that is because Lamar is such a good runner. Lamar is part of that running game.
Josh Allen threw, who was a running quarterback, threw for over 130 more attempts than Lamar Jackson did.
Yeah, Lamar didn't throw a ton of balls.
So
he was 17th in the league in attempts.
So you can't just look at, oh, well, Lamar had X amount of yards, and if Jaden's comp to Lamar, then he should have around the same amount.
The interceptions.
No, I'm saying he's going to have less. I would comp him to Lamar, and I would just take Lamar's numbers and take dramatically less than what Lamar is accomplishing in most of the categories, especially for Jaden Daniels as a rookie. I'm just saying I'm taking an under on that one.
All right. Shouldn't we comp him to Kyler, who started in 2019?
That's fair.
Is a rookie, similar type of quarterback.
Right.
With Kingsbury.
His rookie
year, he threw 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and passed for 3,700 yards.
Yeah, man, that soars over.
Did he play a full season?
He played a full season, 16 games that year.
Yeah, again, if you could tell me he's going to play a full season, I'm going over on some of these numbers. But I'm just banking on him not.
All right, let's move to the interceptions. 13.5.
That seems like a high number.
13.5.
Let's see. How many guys threw more than that?
Takes care of the ball. At least in college he did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go under
13.5. Six guys last year threw more than 13.5 picks.
Yeah.
How many of them were rookies?
And they were all – how many were rookies?
None of them.
Well, Hal wasn't a rookie, but first-year starter.
Yeah.
He was the only one.
I mean, most of them are really good quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Tua.
But they're also throwing the ball almost 600 times.
Right.
I don't see Daniels throwing the ball 600 times.
No, nor should he as a rookie.
I would take the under.
I'm going to take under, and that also you get hooked on that one with the getting injured.
With the health, yeah. I think that's probably the biggest.
I should take under on all the interception numbers.
Well, it's not just that. You should do it for every stat.
I know, but I'm saying it would be even a little easier.
But see, here's the problem. You can't just do it with one or two guys. You got to do it with...
No, I know. Do all 30.
Got to do volume.
I know. I understand.
Or do it with half the league.
Yeah.
You're going to make money. You do it with 15 starters or 16 starters, you're going to make money. But now you got to place a lot of wagers.
No, I know. I like it.
All right, rushing
touchdowns. You got to place about 75 wagers.
For Jaden Daniels as a rookie, the number, 4.5.
I'll go over that one.
By the way,
the
13.5, I think, is a lock. People should jump on that and put a lot of money on it. Under 13.
I like the under there.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. I feel like it's a bigger lock than the other ones.
I agree.
I think Jaden Daniels, if he stays healthy, he's upright. I mean, 6 or 7 touchdowns rushing seems like a lot.
I think that rushing number is a joke. That's one I would go over.
Over.
I mean, I know you can't go over any of these. I would have to go over that.
Although Drab pointing out Kyler Murray's rookie season is intriguing. 16 games, he gave you 4 rushing touchdowns. Mm. You probably would have guessed more. You would have guessed the over if I said
lock. I would.
Over under 4.5. You would have said over.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
All right, and the final stat we have here is for the over-under rushing yards for Jaden Daniels, 550.
I'm soaring way over that. I'll lose, but that's what I'm going to do.
Kyler Murray is a rookie, 544.
What is that like? Is that 30-ish rushing yards per game? Something in that neighborhood? Maybe a little more? 30 to 35 rushing yards per game?
35 times 10 is 350. I don't know, probably something
somewhere
like
around there. Yeah, I think he destroys that number.
Yeah.
Just
32 yards a game.
Because he's gonna give you a game, he's gonna give you at least one game where he rushes for like 110 yards.
Right.
I mean, where he's gonna be the leading rusher on the team and he's just gonna break off like a 60 yarder.
Right.
I think. I mean, that seems to be within his skill set.
I don't think he's gonna shatter that. I think it'll be close.
I'm 4 or 5.
How many quarterbacks? How many rushing quarterbacks, or how many quarterbacks rushed for more than 550 last year?
I would guess Josh Allen probably did. Jalen Hurts probably did.
Well, Lamar definitely did.
Hurts might not have though.
I doubt Hurts did.
Hurts Fields scored a lot of touchdowns, but he was gimpy. I'm going to go under his number.
Fields did.
Yeah.
All right. So Lamar did. Fields did.
What did Howell rush for? 300?
Hurts did.
Hurts did make that number.
He had 605. Allen was under 550.
Hmm.
What did Howell run for? He was just running for his life. He wasn't. They never ran him.
Yeah, they were running for your life.
He was just running for his life.
I don't know. He's not in the top 50.
200 maybe.
I got to go back.
He was way underutilized that way.
Unless I'm missing it.
All right, so I think most of us are on most of the overs in these five.
Sam Howell was
categories.
At 263.
Yeah, that's about right. We
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think we agree on all of them.
Yeah.
I think maybe is taking a contrary view on passing yards based on Lamar. It's something I understand.
Put it this way. Valdez, tell me if you agree. If you played the under on all five of those, I think you're going to make money.
I would agree, unless it's just crazy.
He thinks that about everything, though.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Daniels.
But if you told me that there's going to be 17 games in the season, I would – here, Jason, hold that up again. Yeah. I would do
– Oh, if he's going to play 17?
Yeah, I would do –
I would go over.
TDs under, yards over, INTs under, rushing touchdowns under, rushing yards under.
So there were only three quarterbacks that went over the 550 rushing yards. It was Hurts, Fields, Jackson.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of yards.
But the touchdowns, do you know how many rushing touchdowns Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen had?
I'm going to say 15.
15 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed it.
It's a boatload.
Lamar only had 5. Justin Fields had 4. Josh Dobbs had 6.
But think about that. Allen had 15 rushing touchdowns, but he still didn't get to 550.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I think it's just a big number.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 40 minutes, we'll get back into the Commanders. We'll be joined by Logan Paulson coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.